Merry Christmas! Greetings and welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church as we today celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is good for us to be together. A reminder that at this worship service, we are not going to send ushers back and forth or up and down trying to pass plates. So if you have contributions and gifts, there are plates at either door and you are free to use them at any time. I do want to make sure that I welcome not only all of you, but to all of our sisters and brothers who are now live streaming us or who will be watching us eventually on YouTube. It is good for us to be together, and your presence among us warms our hearts just as much as if you were with us. I do pray that you are all safe and healthy, and I do look forward to a day when you can join us here in person from wherever it is that you are. I want to make sure that I say thank you to Becky and to Emily who will be sharing or who shared and will be sharing special music with us tonight. I also want to make sure I say thank you to Bill who has been here all evening doing all of that streaming stuff. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. This Sunday here at St. John's, there will be but one worship service at 9:30 in the morning, and we will continue our celebration of Christmas with a service of lessons and carols, and so I hope that you will join us. On the weekend of January 3rd, we return to our regular, normal worship schedule, and you can join us then as well. We've gathered this evening to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. So let us begin our worship by sharing together our Christmas proclamation. Please rise. The angels proclaimed, "Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest." Our opening hymn is "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear." We sing together.
Angels bearing King.
join together now in our opening dialogue, taken from the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Deep darkness, on them light has shined. A shoot shall come from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. He will establish and uphold it with justice. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Our hymn of praise this evening is the hymn, Lo, How a Rose is Growing. We sing together.
Prophets.
Let us pray. All-powerful and unseen God, the coming of your light into our world has brightened weary hearts with peace. Call us out of darkness and empower us to proclaim the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading for this evening's worship comes to us from the book of Titus, where in the second chapter it reads, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds." Here ends our first reading. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. This evening our Gospel is the Christmas Gospel found recorded in Luke 2. "In those days a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Now in that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us.' So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them." Here ends our reading, the Christmas Gospel. You may be seated. Merry Christmas! And may God's peace be with all of us this night. Darkness. The darkness of night. The darkness of being forced to travel, even though pregnant. The darkness of nowhere to stay. The darkness of staying among the livestock. The darkness of delivering your child alone with only your husband to help. The darkness of this night so long ago. Darkness. And then darkness begins to give way to light. In the stable, the light of love and the warmth of new family. In the fields, angels' light. From the fields, the light of excited stories. Back in the stable, the light of many voices, speaking of promises sung and in joy to the world. And into our lives, into our world, all of God's creation, the light of the Christ child born to live among us. That brightness arises. You see, darkness and light. These are the forces at play on a night like tonight. The darkness of sin and temptation, of greed and selfishness. The darkness of prejudice and animosity. The darkness of oppression and warfare, of violence and vengeance. The darkness of sickness and frailty. The darkness of confusion and ignorance. The darkness of our lives as we struggle. But all of this darkness falls before the light of Christ, the light of God's love incarnate, the light of the Word become flesh, living among us. The light of care and compassion dispels the darkness around us. The light of generosity and gentleness dispels the darkness around us. The light of joy and patience, of peace and hope dispels the darkness around us. The light we see this night is a light that conquers the darkness. You see, this Christmas season is loved and cherished by so many people, and yet it is also ridiculed by some, as instead of seeing light, they see stores and shops vying for dollars. They speak of a hypocrisy in a season with people trying to look good while giving a gift that is only given because it was meant to make them look good. Some people love this season because of the food and the gatherings and all of that, while others see just an extravagance, especially in light of the need of so many hungry people. You see, light and dark wrestle with one another for this very holiday in the world around us. But as Christians, we know the light. We follow the light. We revel in the light and we share its glory, its warmth, joy, hope, and peace. At this darkest time of the year, we celebrate incarnation. Emmanuel, God with us, the Word made flesh, a spark of light within the darkness, because we need this light. So tonight, as we bask in the light of the Christ child, I want us to ponder what's next. What happens after this night? Think about it. Back in Bethlehem that first Christmas, the next day, did anyone remember Mary and Joseph? Or better yet, did any of them remember refusing to give them a place to stay? Did anyone that first Christmas comment on the shepherds who came through town? Did anyone believe those shepherds? Or were they all shaking their heads over stories of angels? Were they all so busy that they missed the importance of the day? Because something important happened that night. So amazing that we are still celebrating it today. But what happens next? Now in the story, eventually Magi will come. Eventually Simeon and Anna will greet the child and sing of his ministry and love. Eventually, Jesus walks the earth, teaching and healing, feeding and caring, suffering, dying and rising for us, each of us, all of us. That all happens eventually. But what now? We don't know what happened the day after that, all those years ago in Bethlehem. But for us, this night calls us and challenges us to live lives of generosity and of giving, both of ourselves as well as gifts to others. We are called and we are challenged to live lives of peace and caring as we listen to neighbor and stranger, to family and friend, even enemies, and discover ways to shine with the light of God's love for them. This night gives us a chance to pause, to catch our breath, and then to go in peace, serving the Lord in hope, bringing light into the darkness around us. Tomorrow, do we forget Jesus, Mary, and Joseph? Or do we tell their story? Do we emulate the shepherds sharing their excitement and joy with whoever we can? Or do we shake our heads and watch some football? Do we enjoy the meal and the company, hoping for a better 2021 without applying ourselves to sharing the love that comes from God? We are the people who can bring this light into darkness. We are the people whom God loves through the birth of a child. We are the people who know the answer to the question that is asked often in this season: what child is this? We know that this child we recall today is Christ the King. We know that this is the Word made flesh coming to live among us. We know that this is the one the world needs so desperately and keenly. We know that this child will be our Lord and our Savior, our teacher and our friend. So we bring him our lives, our skills, our gifts of time and treasure, and we follow him. Maybe not now, he's sleeping in the manger, but we follow him as he goes through the world healing, helping, bringing hope with us beside him, walking with us, guiding us, and forgiving us as we need it. So let us tonight find hope in the light. Let us go on regardless, like Mary and Joseph. Let us be curious and still proclaim like the shepherds. Let us sing in joy with the angels. This is our joy this night, a joy found in a light shining for us in the babe, the Son of Mary. Amen. Our hymn of the day for this evening's worship is the carol, What Child Is This? Let us rise and sing together. Father, we are your children fashioned because of your love for us, born to life in this good world and called to serve you by serving one another. For this, our very life, we give you thanks. We believe, dear Father, that you gave us your Son, Jesus Christ. We believe he became like us of human flesh and blood, a child in the arms of his mother. We believe he is the Prince of Peace, and for his coming we give you thanks. Let the peace of Christ come alive in all the troubled parts of the world. Quiet the selfish cries of selfish people who would have us hate our brothers and sisters. Bring us to trust in God and one another, so that we will beat our swords into plowshares and redirect our lives to the things of peace. For this we ask you to help us, good Lord. Look in pity upon any of your children in their need, those who wander without homes or shelter, those who fear the cold and damp, those who are hungry and sick and unhappy. We ask you to help them, good Lord. Give new evidence of your love to those who feel abandoned and alone. Consider the plight of the refugees, the unemployed, the imprisoned, the persecuted, the outcast, the disenfranchised. Reach in pity to any who search for meaning and fail to find it. We ask you to help them, good Lord. Grant us the grace to be patient and vigilant in watching, waiting, and listening attentively so that we won't miss Christ when he comes knocking at our door. Remove whatever hinders us from receiving the gifts which the Savior brings: joy, peace, justice, mercy, love. These are the gifts we are to share with the downtrodden, the oppressed, the outcast, the weak, and the defenseless. Help us to share them, good Lord. Be the God of all our human ways. And where they are ways of justice, preserve them. Where they are ways of iniquity, destroy them. Move in and through our institutions, our churches and schools, our governments and structures, and bend them to your will. Overcome our inertia and our apathy and propel us to new avenues of responsible participation in your coming kingdom. For all of this, we ask you to help us, good Lord. Give us joy, O Father, greater than the fleeting joys of this present world. The joy of those who have seen the light in great darkness. With men and women, with shepherds and magi, with hearts wide open, may we come and adore the newborn King, even Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior, who lives and rules with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now let us pray together the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us all. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated while we listen to special music. Let us join now together in confessing our Christmas creed as found printed in your bulletin. Please rise. I believe in Jesus Christ and in the beauty of the gospel begun in Bethlehem. I believe in the one whose spirit glorified a little town and whose spirit still brings music to people all over the world, in towns both large and small. I believe in the one for whom the crowded inn could find no room, and I confess that my heart still sometimes wants to exclude Christ from my life today. I believe in the one who the rulers of the earth ignored and the proud could never understand, whose life was among common people, whose welcome came from people of hungry hearts. I believe in the one who proclaimed the love of God to be invincible. I believe in the one whose cradle was a mother's arms, whose modest home in Nazareth had love for its only wealth, who looked at people as real and made them see what God's love saw in them, and who by love brought sinners back to purity and lifted human weakness up to meet the strength of God. I confess my everlasting need of God, the need of forgiveness for our selfishness and greed, the need of new life for empty soul, the need of love for hearts grown cold. I believe in Jesus, the Son of the living God, born in Bethlehem this night for me and for the world. I believe in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who gives us the best of Himself. Amen. We join together now in the Christmas carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Souls will receive it.
pray together our closing prayer. Gracious God, in the incarnation of your Son, you have united earth and heaven. May we and all who celebrate this gift of love share your goodness and your presence with all the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and make his face shine upon you and give you peace. As you remember the Christ, the child born in Bethlehem, may you also remember to honor the child in your own heart. May you follow the light of the stars in your dreams and know that God is with you wherever you go. Let the hope that was born in a stable be a sign that God can change the world through one small child. May the spirit of Christmas warm our hearts all year long. Grace and peace be with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever, world without end. Amen. We speak together our closing dialogue. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God said, "Let there be light." A star shall come of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. This will be a sign unto you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. And now I'm going to ask you to do something you won't hear asked in churches often. Please take out your cell phones. And as we begin to sing our closing song, Silent Night, light the flashlights on your cell phones as we sing together.
From heaven.
Christmas to all of you. Please stay warm, stay dry, stay safe as we go into the world with hope to make God's mission our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.